This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're about to hear two very different perspectives from Iraq. An Iraqi doctor says his colleagues are fleeing a violent country. An American general says the situation is less violent than U.S. media reports suggest.
We reached both of them by phone this week. The headlines were telling us that Iraqis are struggling to form a unity government amid constant violent encounters. Gunmen killed two bodyguards of an Iraqi official. Attackers wearing commando uniforms burst into a security company and abducted dozens of employees. Many were described as former military men from the Saddam regime.
Our effort to get behind those headlines begins with Dr. Salam Ismail. He told us what he saw in the immediate aftermath of the bombing of the Golden Dome Shiite shrine in Samarra.
The people in the morgue, they are saying that they are receiving almost about 50 bodies every day. People, innocent, they are just in their houses, have been taken out, have been assassinated from short distance, bullets in their heads, in their chest. It's really scary.
Scary in that you could imagine suddenly civil war?
Yes, and it's the first time I was afraid about that. But to be honest with you, the things in Samarra made many people think about certain issues, which is a critical issues for Iraqis and regarding the coalition forces.
What was your experience with the coalition forces after that bombing when there was so much sectarian violence on the streets?
The strange thing is, after the Samarra bombing, people noticed that there is no significant presence of the occupational forces inside Baghdad itself. There is no Humvees. So people now thinking, so what's the benefit of their presence here if they are not doing their job in keeping peace and order inside the country and protected from going to that edge?
Did anybody suggest that the coalition troops pulled back in order not to, by their presence, stir up more trouble?
They have to intervene to stop any type of civil war. They have to keep order inside the country, and this is their own duty.
Dr. Ismail, I would just like to ask you a personal question. Your mother is Shia. Your father is Sunni. What is it like now within your own family on a day-to-day basis?
I mean, I cannot fight my father. I cannot fight my mother. It's also the same thing in my neighborhood. We have a wide spread of families of mixed marriage. People are still afraid of civil war, and that's what makes them more united than before. Everyone afraid about himself, his family. And that's why you find now people closing shops early, people are locking doors. My mother called me all the time when I'm out to ask me to turn back, please, as soon as possible, because of the assassination is increased.
So now people are closing shops early to make sure that they and their families are protected. But you're also saying that people, having seen the possibility of civil war, are now more intent on making sure that doesn't happen?
Exactly. They are afraid about themselves, their own sons, their houses. That's why this fear is gathering them to unite against anything to push the country more to a civil war. People now start to buy guns because they depend now on protecting themselves. I found this increasing the chaos. And I will just give you an example. 3 days from the attack on the shrine, doctors in one of the main centers in Baghdad, they held a strike because they had been attacked by people entering the hospital with their own guns, threatening the doctors if they will not make the operation, threatening the doctors if their patients will die, they will kill the doctor also. And that gives us an important point about the future of Iraq in the presence of militias.
Dr. Ismail, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Renee.
Salam Ismail is a doctor in Baghdad who works for an Iraqi medical group called Doctors for Iraq.